welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is what I hope John.
Hello, everybody. And with us today is also Wally Wood, or Wally...
Barry Allen.
Yeah. it's Wally West who takes over for Barry Allen. Barry Allen, that was a Flash, you know?
We're on the fourth issue of this Flash story arc. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes.
So we leave off basically, or we start up where it left off in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully,
Wally's smart enough to be like,
I'm not going
to
say
this is weird
now.
I know his finger's gone. I watched it get cut off.
He just reached over and he's like, flip. No, he can't give it away. But he, after they get away from, you know, they pull into this building, which is, I can't remember where it says it is, but it's in some city.
Probably Salt Lake City. Because that's where they're based at.
Yeah.
At the moment. The Star Labs is at.
And the president's on the screen. Asking for, you know, like a briefing for like what, you know, what can they expect from this Kilgore? What kind of help can they get? And as this is going on, Kilgore shows up again and starts like pulling all these electrical, like all this electrical like equipment into this monster looking thing, robot.
Yeah.
And yeah, Barry or Walt.
It's gonna be a bit before we actually get
Wally West, the Flash, the substitute for Barry Allen.
Yeah, Barry Allen, you know, the Flash.
My predecessor, Barry Allen. Barry works in Central City, but he's like trying to, you know, keep it away from everybody else, except for this one guy who couldn't seem to figure out that he needed to get the fuck out of there.
I think Kilgore grabs one of the...
It kills him, yeah.
One of the guys and just snaps his back.
So, while this is all going on, you know, he's like, use your guns to shoot the wires. The only thing that's keeping this thing going is the electrical currents into it. But more wires keep popping out faster than they can cut them off.
Yeah, he knows that the wires attached to the socket was basically what was powering this Kilgore monster-looking thing. So he's like, yeah, fire on the cables. But eventually they get it. They get the cables cut off enough to where the monster kind of gets dropped.
And while this is going on, Wally grabs...
Tina.
Tina, thank you. I was going to say Titties McGee, but...
No, Tina McGee.
Yep. Big Tina McGee. Big Tina McGee. Mm-hmm. But anyways, mm-hmm. He grabs her and then the lights go out. And then they blow Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat.
Batman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. But they all run outside, and Wally's like, hey, can you keep a secret? And she's like, maybe. And he's like, I want to put it. You know?
Wow.
He's like, the doctor has his finger back. I think he's not the real doctor. And they're like, wait, what? No way. And he's like, way. And she's like, but wait. And he's like, no. And then the G-Man comes up. And he's like, hey, Flash, I need a minute from your help. And he's like, the president wants to know how we can fight this thing. And Wally's like, why don't you ask Cyborg? He knows better than I do. He's a robot guy.
Yeah, he...
Well, he says that, you know, he's like the Cyborg is insightful about this kind of thing. He's got, like, some, like, you know, special knowledge on it.
He knows his computer.
Yeah, well, he's got insight on it because he is, you know, part computer.
Yeah.
And then... he's like, but I'm going to need a plane ticket. No, I'm just kidding. He's like, we can't use a plane. That'd be stupid. If we use a plane, you know, he's just going to hijack the plane and then we're going to die.
Crash it, yeah.
And then he's like, but before I go, come here, sugar tits. And he, you know, makes out with the married lady, Tina McGee.
Yep.
Good old Tina McGee. Tina McGee, because he's kind of...
Look, he's got Tourette's. He has to do everything, say everything in threes.
Oh, see, I just assumed that he was trying to remember her name. He's like, I made out with her. I should probably remember her name until I at least get in her pants. Okay. I also say, so he's running through, where there's like riots going on in the streets, and there's this dude that I'm assuming has some less than pleasant intentions for this young lady that he's got a hold of. And I'm pretty sure that Wally kills him.
Oh, he did. If he was, okay. And I was thinking about this. When the Flash attacks the Rogues, a good chunk of them are metas.
Correct.
But there's a good amount of them that are human.
Correct.
And normally when the Flash like beats up on them, he like disarms them first, and then he doesn't like straight up.
He pulls
like,
his punches.
Yeah. I want to say Wally did that here, but from the looks of it, he was just running.
Wally literally snapped this dude's neck.
Straight up clotheslined
like,
this guy.
Like this is a reverse Flash all over again.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was Barry, not Wally, you know, Barry Allen. From Central City.
But the only thing that saves him is that he was probably moving so fast this girl doesn't even know what happened. So she's just like, oh, somebody decapitated this guy that was trying to do things to me.
So definitely think we should keep like a counter of Barry killing people.
Wally, you mean?
Wally killing, yes, the Flash, god damn it.
Wally was. He's substitute for Barry Allen.
He's the current Flash, you know. Unlike the previous one, Barry Allen.
Yeah, but he runs up and he's like, hey, Cyborg, so like we got this computer problem and sounds like it's right up your alley because you're a computer problem yourself.
Oh.
And he's like, what's that supposed to mean, man? He's like, oh. He's like, yeah, I didn't mean anything like that. Just what can you help me out with? And he's like, well, you know, I don't like magnets. And he's like, magnets? He's like, yeah, magnets. And he's like, wait, magnets? And he's like, you know, things you stick on the fridge. I can't stand them. Get stuck to my head, get stuck. Oh.
Funny thing is, when I heard that, all I could think about was Futurama when Bender got magnets stuck on him and he just started singing show tunes. Yep.
But, so, you'd think when he's like, oh, magnets. Hey, what's the name of my ex-girlfriend that had the magnetic powers?
But he says we would need one hell of a big magnet.
So, like, somebody that has magnetic powers.
But something that would, because Kilgore's in the electronics all of the world, they would need somebody who basically have power to do that, and I don't think he does.
So what you're trying to say is she can't do it.
No, that's why he didn't bring her up.
Maybe he didn't.
Plus, you know, he didn't want to bring her up because he's, you know, trying to bang on the other chick. Doctor. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't need a ex girlfriend trying to meet new girlfriend.
I mean, unless that works. No. Look, all I'm saying is, if it wasn't for Al Gore, this would have never been a problem. Inventing the internet, making everything connected, all his fault.
Okay.
That's an old joke for, you know, you kids that probably don't understand.
Look, the internet was around since you were born, but it wasn't when we were born.
Actually, that's not true. It technically was around. It just wasn't.
Okay, fine, for sure, for whatever.
So anyways, Wally's like, I'm going to go take a nap. And then while a lot's going on, he's arguing with himself internally because she's married.
Well, so you forgot about the plan that they're trying to get together is they have to shut down
all the power in all the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, well, Russia's going to be kind of tricky to
shut down.
Yeah. To play along. But they got to try.
Yeah.
But now he's taking a nap.
Yeah, he's taking his 12-hour nap. Must be fucking nice.
Right?
Taking his nap and he's all like, she's married, but so what? She's married, but so what? Yeah, you're right. He does have to do it three times. And he's like, I'm horny. Yeah.
So what?
So what?
Wait.
And he wakes up and he's like, man, he's like, I need a cold ass shower. And Cyborg's like, no time, man. We got to go. Get in the ship.
I'm sure they have something on the ship.
Fucking hoses him down with the fire extinguisher. Easy there, killer. But, they land and they're like, hey, guys, we have a plan. And these people are still wearing the same clothes they were wearing yesterday. And,
I got nothing. They are. No, they are.
And, so they're like, yeah, it went back into this dome thing, or the dome thing's still here. And then they pop open the dome and he's like, oh, look, I knew it. He's making humans.
The clone chamber.
Which is really gross.
Right?
Yeah. And so they're, you know, they start fighting. And luckily, you know, Wally's there to push Cyborg out of the way because he was getting ready to get splanged. And they're like, oh, we got to get out of here. It's dangerous. I didn't think it'd be dangerous in this place. Oh, man, what were we thinking?
Weird, right? This alien dome thing.
And then, oh, my God, it's communist propaganda.
Well, yeah, the one G-Man asked what the... Because Wally comes out and says, hey, look, there's a grave threat of our national security. There's a danger of infection if you enter this dome. And the G-Man's like, well, what kind of danger? What kind of infection?
Wally says, communist propaganda.
Yeah.
And then so... then
80s, man.
Yeah, then Wally enters Tina's domicile without her, asking to, and...
I mean...
She's like, well, you startled me. And he's like, not yet, I haven't, baby. But anyways, so, you know, he's like... talking about how the doctor keeps trying to sneak away. Or she's talking about how the doctor's trying to sneak away, but the guards keep stopping him.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps getting more nervous and nervous or whatever. And he's like, all right, well, tomorrow we move into the desert and away from the dome and begin that big turning everything off. And then Tina's like, well, what about tonight? And he's like, well, I guess that's up to you.
Like, okay, I'll give him credit. He's smooth?
Smooth?
Kinda?
Ish. I mean, yeah. This is the 80s, so that does pass for smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, next day at the briefing, the G-Man's like, all right, so we're going to move out. And the doctor's like, well, I think I should stay. It's fine. And like, nope, everybody's going. Let's go. And they get to, what is it, the deep in the desert. So they're like in the middle of literally nowhere. And they shut off the power to everything.
Everything.
Russia agreed, surprisingly. So everything goes down.
Couldn't have been communist propaganda then.
Maybe.
Oh.
And then the doctor, who's looking very, very nervous, bolts and rushes to the car and then like rushes away.
As Wally falls down a hill. Okay, I'm sorry, but the picture right there, it literally looks like he was falling down.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I'm going so fast.
Well, again, how is it that, now, I get you. This doctor apparently has some sort of speed, because obviously it's not the doctor, that doctor. He gets to the car.
And then the car's going super fast, too.
Like, how is the car going faster than the Flash?
Maybe.
All this time, like, if he...
You know what the problem is he didn't eat yesterday.
What?
Since he didn't eat anything, he had to, you know...
Oh, I'm pretty sure he ate out yesterday.
No, I'm sure he did. I would have. But, He pulls fake doctor, you know, out of the car, and then the doctor starts running away like a, you know, bald little maniac, and this big-ass thing comes out of the desert, and Wally's like, shit, I've got to keep the doctor away from this thing, because if they get together... He's surely going to, you know, be able to...
Yeah, I didn't really quite understand this. Like, how is...
The whole thing moving without him controlling it.
Well, no, not that. Like, why is it that the clone of Kilgore... Or, I'm sorry, the clone of the Doctor have to meet up with Kilgore? Like, what was...
He's an energy pack for it.
Okay.
So, you know how, like, in the Matrix Wars, how they use us as batteries?
Yeah.
That's what he was going to do with this clone.
Gotcha.
Since all the power was gone, he was going to... I'm just making this up, but it seems legit.
It makes the most sense. Like, because it... That was...
Yeah.
Because even if they connected, what does it matter? Like, all the power's off. I got nothing.
So then, you know, Wally's all excited because he's like, how about that? I outran the dang thing as he's sitting on its dead head.
Yeah.
And then we find out this is where they got the idea for Tremors. Yeah. Maybe. It's about the same time. It's about the right timeline because this would have been like
Tremors,
4 years.
Tremors came out in 91, 92?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 87.
Yeah.
Hmm. Pretty sure they had other ideas where Tremors came from, but maybe.
But then, you know, he goes back to Tina's trailer.
Yep.
And he's all like, so what are we going to do now, Tina? And she's like, well, I don't know, but I have to study your metabolism, so you want to come eat this?
Wow. the little chink. No, but she does say that she's got to go talk to her husband, and then, you know, settle things down from there, and then.
And then I'll she'll come to New York. And he's like, "So then, will you come?" And she's like, "I'd like to, but you'd better get some rest first."
And that's where we end that issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.